Production design is something that I'm very passionate about, but I often don't find company in that conversation. And it almost sort of gets missed, saying that if we take out a frame and we start discussing it, then we do hear, haha, achha tha, nice, nice, yeah, yeah, it was very well done, right? But it's not a default. While the directorial work, you know, probably the script is also appreciated now, and definitely the actor's work is most noticeable, right? Is that your experience, or am I just blowing up some trumpet like that?
No, it's very interesting that you should bring this out, because it's a bit of a quid pro quo situation, you know. It's like if you're being praised for production design, then possibly it means that people felt it was designed, it didn't look real enough.
Ah.
You know, so now, very recently, I was in the screening of one of our films, and at the end of it, we had a Q&A. And there was me, the two lead actors, the cinematographer, the director. And everybody was asked stuff. Nobody had a single question for me. So I think everyone on stage felt like, oh my God, she's also there. We should ask her something. So there was some question thrown my way. And I started out by saying that, oh, thank you so much for not asking me anything. Because then you all didn't even figure that there was any amount of designing that went into this. So when you're not asking me, I have now decided to treat that as a feather in my cap. You know, just turn it around your way.
Hmm.
But yes, unfortunately, this is a very, very harsh kind of reality that people don't realize the amount of work that goes into it. And the better the work is, the less they realize it.
Hmm.
I mean, when I got my first and so far the only award for Oye Lucky for art direction and production design, so Imtiaz Ali actually sent me a message saying ki, heartiest congratulations. Aisa hi kaam karte rahoge, nobody will ever know that you made the set. And
did you know what to make out of that message?
That time I didn't. Oh. Now I understand what he meant.
Hmm.
What people don't realize is films is a journey in images. What are the components of that imagery?
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's the actors.
Yeah.
And they are the ones who pull in all the money.
Absolutely.
You know, because when Salman is there, you get a different kind of budget. When any other actors, they, so they are there. They're very important.
Yeah.
You know, but apart from that, there is locations mm-hmm. who have found you the space
yeah.
or the construction and art department who have built you the space.
Mm-hmm.
You have costumes. So nowadays, all these big actors have fashion designers who are their stylists. So if it's that, then it's again glamour calling glamour. So then they are talked about. But if it's just a hardcore, very experienced costume designer, rarely ever mentioned. So fir bhi they feel, okay, actors are wearing clothes, so theek hai, baat
hai.
But you know, the couch they're sitting on, the backdrop, the window, the way they are being shot, the fabric, the transparency, all of that is a part of that imagery. People
yeah.
don't realize it. And the more real it looks, the less they realize it.
Yeah.
Now, if it's a period film, if you're lucky enough to have worked on a period film, they'll still figure, haan, wo achha tha, banduk banduk, aisa
fighting genuine lag raha tha.
You know, that, toh wo period film ho gaya. Because aap, matlab, wo mahal mahal banaya, toh it must have been done.
Banaya hi hoga.
If you're not in that genre, like in Newton, most people actually feel we walked into a forest, found a broken down building and then shot the whole film there. It took us 1 year to find that location. I'm not joking. Half the budget of the film probably went off in just doing location recce. And Amit Masurkar, who's the director of the film, was extremely uncompromising and one of the most clear-headed directors I have worked with.
Wow.
And he was like, no, the trees are not right. The flora fauna is not right. I don't like the color of the vegetation. The landscape is not right. My set cannot be here. So all of that happened. It took us 1 year. We found the location.
Amazing.
Okay. And then we built on it. A lot of thought went into, you know, should it be a burnt down village? Should it be an abandoned village? Should it be, you know, a ghost village? Everything has different connotations.
Yeah.
So getting all of that sorted, the reason behind it, the thought behind it, it's a lot of work. And again, I say the more right I seem to get it, the less people talk about it.
Most of us think that it is the way it is and you just go and start acting there.
Yeah, and you know, very early in my career, I was very blessed to have worked with Paresh ji on Oye Lucky.
Yeah.
And what I say, now what happened then, today I understand more. Like, what are we doing? We are just putting visual clues inside your frame for the audience and for, you know, everybody to understand better what is going on.
Right.
We are just putting in, planting that bit of clues.
Right.
Now, when Pareshji was asked in a behind the scenes interview, ki, you've done a triple role in the film, how has it worked for you? And he actually said this. He said, yes, it was difficult getting in from the skin of one character into the other. But maza aaya, because jab bhi main set pe jata tha, it was very easy for me to become that person. Kyunki wo set aisa tha ki main bahut aasani se main Gogi bhi ban gaya, aur main uska baap bhi ban gaya, aur main Dr. Handa bhi ban gaya, because wo aisa hi environment tha. And I realized ki this is not just for the audience, it's not just for the director, even the actors take so much from it.
Of course.
And now when I build a set, I actually request the director ki bhai bring the actors on set a day or two before, let them do a walkthrough. If she's supposed to be, if you have scenes of her in the kitchen, usko aake wahan pakane do, chula jalne do, let her make the rotis,
let her get comfortable,
comfortable and let it become her space, because we've built it on a flat piece of land.
Yeah.
So, to wo sari cheeze hai na. Production design is a very long, intensive journey, because we need all kinds of people, from masons to tailors to set dressers to graphic designers to signage artists to maybe people who are on Oilaki. We had almost 18-19 cars and we were dressing them, so we need people who know their vehicles. I mean, kuch jo bhi dikhta hai, matlab, we need to be an expert in it.
It's all a part of this department,
everything. Like I did for ZDF Germany, we did something about the Dalai Lama's escape from Tibet to India. And we had so much of, you know, monasteries and Dalai Lama, what would he, you know, everything. I actually had to get one or two Buddhist people on my team
to understand that,
so that I don't go wrong anywhere. So, kuch bhi hota hai, toh it becomes us.
Right.
You know, because, see, lighting has lights to deal with. Key grips have their own key grips to deal with. Whether it is jumping into the water and staying afloat, toh usko actor ko support chahiye, peeche se wo dikhna nahi chahiye. You know, anything, it just becomes us. Now, very often, even action scenes and stunt and all of that, like on Bodyguard, there is this sequence where Salman Khan is going there to rescue these women who, there's a human trafficking little... And things fall and break and, you know, all of that. So, that's also us. Ki wo kaise bana hai ki bhai ko lagna nahi chahiye, tootna chahiye. To, wo sabhi kuch karte hai hum log. Matlab, ghus jate sab department mein.
But do you know all these things? Like, do you know masonry? Do you know carpentry? Do you know costume designing? Do you know electrical work? Do you know all of this?
Okay, that's a tricky one, because... No, I haven't done wiring myself, but I do know the basics of how it could be done. And I do, of course, we do understand what it takes if we need a costume and the art and the set to look a certain way. I don't sit there with a nail and hammer, but of course, I do know ki if I'm constructing like this, where should the load be? Where should the pillar be? Is this pillar obstructing my camera movement?
Wow.
You know, all of those things. Yeah, definitely. It's like interior decoration meets
architecture
meets now graphic design meets
space design.
Space design meets device guru, gadget guru. It's like all of those things. Like,
how is it possible for one person to know so many things, so diverse?
Well, we're not born that way. It took me 21 years. Talk to somebody who has been around for 5 years, ask them how they would know whatever I know at the end of 21 years. But then, yeah, I've just learned along the way.
I mean, what goes into being a person like you or being in your role?
For a person like me, that's like all production designers. So I don't know about, you know, collectively.
But for you,
as far as my journey is concerned, I started as a fine artist. I studied and trained to be a fine artist. And I studied in Jamia. And my guru is Professor Zargar Zahoor, someone who I respect, love and adore and look up to a lot. And I learned, even today, whatever I do as a production designer, the basics, the root of it all lies in my learnings from him. You know, so... So, the basic fundamental of the kind of work that we do, or even when I was training as a painter, the fundamentals remain the same. It's like you just have to be aware of your life, of your surroundings. So, we were told three things. Ki, observe, memorize what you have observed, and let it go into your system, and then interpret it when the need arises.
So observe,
memorize,
interpret.
So it's like if someone tells me, okay, you need to do a cobbler's house or you need to do Lord Mountbatten's house. I'm not a cobbler, nor am I Lord Mountbatten.
Right.
But somewhere along my course of life, I have been in those spots. So every set I do is a part of somewhere what I have been for some fleeting moment in my life. I've seen a cobbler, right? Maybe not when I, just before I had to make a set for a cobbler.
But sometime, so somewhere.
For me, every set is like an installation I would create. And I do it with the same love with which I would paint on a canvas, which is not even a group activity, which is just me and my canvas.
Yeah.
But when you expand it into a film set, for me, the emotion with which I come is pretty much the same. You know, so like very recently we did a film where we were doing a film on a garbage collector and his home. So, kaise karte hain? Matlab, you sit, we actually sat and observed them. We went to all the garbage yards. We, you know, worked with them, figured out their life, and then only you can start. You know, अंदर घुसेगा तभी तो बाहर निकलेगा. तो अंदर घुसाना जरूरी होता है. You can't say, अच्छा उसने ऐसा किया, मैं ऐसा कर देता हूँ. तो समझो क्यों किया. अगर उसने, if he's done this thing and that has led to all that, then for this thing, what all could he possibly do?
You know, would you do cross-referencing also? Is that a part? Like if you were to observe this one garbage collector, would you say that, okay, let me follow this person, but deep enough? Or would you say, okay, let me also see what other garbage collectors
do? Oh, definitely. To make a richer character and to make a richer world for a character. And again, like something like what Dibakar used to always say, that if, so he did a lot of ad films and very good ad films before he did his features, right? So he always used to tell us that if I have to take 1 year or 6 months of a person's life and compress it into 30 seconds, then I need to know so many
the highlights
of that life.
Yeah.
So, and he did that in Khosla when he had Vaman Irani. His character had so many layers. Anupam Ji's had so many layers. Now things are so different from when I started working. I mean, the last two projects I've worked on have been so device-driven, have been so internet-driven. You know, now if I have an assistant who's standing by on set, he doesn't just need to know ki sync sound hai. When the chair is put on the floor, it shouldn't make a noise. It's not just that. He also needs to figure out, is my period correct, phone charged and ready to go? If my screen is jittering, what do I need to do? If the intensity or the brightness is not right, how do I figure it out? You know, so it's like you just have to keep evolving with the times. I think we all come from that age where we were still not spending 20 hours a day inside our cell phones. So we were still looking around. We were still watching people. Plus, as when I was training in art school, we used to have these exercises where we used to go out and just sketch. So, usse bahut kuch pata chalta tha ki, you know,
real mein kya hota hai? Hawa aati to kya ho jata hai?
Exactly. Even ki jab humne sketch karna shuru kiya, the sun was here, the shadow was here. Now the sun is here, so the shadow is here. So all those things, for me, I think a lot of where I began was training as a painter, and I think I still take a lot from that training.
This podcast is brought to you by Match My Talent.
How did it all begin for you? Why training to be a painter?
That's what I was cut out to do. I mean, there was no two ways. I think my first lessons in painting came to me from my father. I think it was my fifth or sixth birthday. And all these children brought me gifts of paint boxes and those color books. So, and then I remember those afternoons, this was back in Calcutta, where my father would sit me on the dining table and he would teach me how to paint and hold a brush. And I think that's where it all began, the journey of, you know, working with colors. And
your dad is an army officer.
Yes, it was. and then after that, I went on to Jamia, where I think brush pakadna agar papa ne sikhaya, usse chalana Zahoor sahab ne sikhaya. He taught me how to see. He taught me what, you know, balance, composition, color, texture, all of those things, light, value, tint, tone, name it. So he used to have this frame and he would put it on the painting and slide it around different parts of the painting and say, "Ab batao, yahan pe, is it looking better composed here? Or is it looking top heavy here? Or is it looking bottom heavy here?" And so that sense of composition started there. So to train to look through a frame started back then. Mm-hmm. I went on to do, Khosla Ka Khosla as an AD, assistant director, where again I started working with the art department. And after that, I've just been working with art in the art
and
department.
And how did you land up into Khosla Ka Khosla?
Oh, so I remember in Delhi, there used to be the studio edit suit called K-Com.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a very big aspiration, you know, to some.
We all aspired for that. Back
so
then,
it was a very big aspiration that someday we will have our own project where we can afford to edit in K-Com. Yeah. So, kabhi koi ekka dukka mil gaya some project where we ended up editing in K-Com, and that's where Dibakar Banerjee used to be, because he was doing music videos for Euphoria and all of that. He figured I could draw and sketch, and then one thing led to the other, and then he got me on board for Khosla.
Wow.
As an AD, and then I think from Khosla I went on to do Shadows of Time, and then Oye Lucky, and yeah, then the journey kind of began.
And so, Oye Lucky was another mega thing.
Oh yeah, it was big, because for me, it was my first film as an HOD.
Hmm.
Fortunately, because I'd already done a film with him, so when Khosla, the shoot and everything finished, and then Dibakar moved to Bombay, and I was still in Delhi. And then he started working on Bunty Chor. The story is based on Bunty Chor. He started working on that. And then he said, "Monica, since you're in Delhi, can you help me research it?"
Hmm.
So I started researching for Bunty, in the sense that I went through all the police files. I got in touch with Delhi police. I used to go for Bunty's hearings. So all of that. So it almost like 2 years of research. And I used to keep sending him stuff constantly. I managed to access those photographs which were in Delhi police records, which otherwise would not born have,
there.
You know, come out like that. So that entire research which I did really helped me, because at that time I didn't know that I would work on the film.
Mm-hmm.
So when the film started, so Dibakar said, "Come on board as the chief AD." So I said, "No, Dibakar, I've started doing art department and I like really love it and all. So if you want me as your art director, I'll come on." So I... He said, "Okay, let me think about it." I said, "Chalo, ye to gaya."
Think karega to ye.
Polite way of saying no. I'm sure he has some. Then he called back. He said, "Okay, listen, why don't you come on board as art director and all of that?" Oh, wow.
Mm.
I remember two of the most remarkable things about Oye Lucky was the way Dibakar briefed me. So already I had put in all this research, but then of course the director has his own way of interpreting everything and the way he's having the story play out and all. So I remember when Dibakar came to Delhi to shoot Oye Lucky, so he had a kind of pre-production meeting in Habitat, those days Utopia. And I think the meeting lasted like 6 to 7 hours.
Ooh. The briefing meeting.
Yeah. But Sonia, that was the only meeting we had. So 6 to 7 hours, he told us everything of what is in his mind with visual images, representations, references, sab kuch. And after those 6 to 7 hours, he said, "Now go do your job." That was one thing. The other most remarkable thing about Oye Lucky was to manage those slight shifts in period. You know, ki wo 8 years ka shift. Ab 8 saal mein kya hi kya badalta hai, kitna. But there is that slight shift, you know, uska bachpan ka world from the time he grows up till the later phase of his life.
Yeah.
You can see that in the landscape of Delhi, in the way the colors have been used, in the way the textures have been used, you know, all of that.
So was that something that Dibakar sort of briefed, like those detailings, or was it something that you suggested?
So it was more like he said, like, this is his bachpan and this is, so how do we do it? Like, what's my take on that period and that period?
So he left it open at that point.
Yeah. He only said one thing. He said, "Mujhe Kutub Minar nahi dekhna hai, mujhe Lal Kila nahi dekhna hai, mujhe Gandhi ji ka photo police station mein nahi dekhna hai, but it still has to look like a police station, and without seeing Kutub Minar, it has to look like Delhi. Everybody has to know it's Delhi without seeing Kutub Minar."
Nice.
So now you go figure. So we were like, okay, so there's that other
that's
flavor
how,
of Delhi
yeah.
which comes out.
That's how it comes out like that.
And then when we were laying out the loot, Bunty's loot, which was effectively one of our biggest sets on that, there was not any one kabadiwala in Delhi who didn't know me. Because we had like some 40
what
television
a privilege.
Sets. I know, right? We had like 40 television sets, 80 fridges, ye wo, and everything has to look correct to the period.
Right.
And then itna sara purana saman laake to make it look worthy of stealing. तू उसको साफ कर कर
वर्दी ऑफ स्टीलिंग
हाँ वर्दी ऑफ स्टीलिंग मतलब ही यूज्ड टू बी अट्रैक्टेड टू थिंग्स ना
इफ दे आर नाइस एंड ऑल
हैज टू बी चमकोड एंड क्लीन एंड मेड टू लुक लाइक मतलब इट वाज वन
मतलब एक तो पहले कबाड़ से उठाओ
हाँ
फिर उसको एकदम सुंदर बनाओ ठीक है फिर दिखाओ कि इस वजह से इसका दिल आया था इसलिए उसने चुराया
हाँ, अब उसका तो हमें 15 चीजें पता थी कि उसने ये चुराया तो उससे अब समझना पड़ा कि हिज टर्न ऑफ माइंड इज वेयर सो लाइक वी हैव स्ट्रेंज थिंग्स लाइक अ वुडन हॉर्स वन यू नो दैट ऐसा वाला टेलीफोन मतलब स्ट्रेंज थिंग्स सो वी फिगर्ड कि ओके दिस वाज ही वाज लाइक अ क्लेप्टोमेनियाक सो थिंग्स व्हिच वर एस्पिरेशनल व्हिच वुड ही फेल्ट पुट हिम इन अ डिफरेंट स्ट्राटा ऑफ सोसाइटी He was not stealing it कि मैं बेच के पैसे कमाऊंगा. He wanted a different
collector
mind. Was different.
His mind is a collector mind.
I want to move into a different strata of society. लोगों के पास होता है greeting cards affluent लोग देते हैं एक दूसरे को. So I will steal a greeting card because I want to steal that affluence. You know. So you talk to your dog in English. आप भले घर में हिंदी पंजाबी whatever you speak but dog is happy come come. I still remember happy come come South Delhi का कुत्ता है जी प्यार से बोलो. So it was he was trying to steal that affluence so what all props would represent it so that's how
that entire thing has to be him
yes so somewhere you know getting into the skin of these characters and understanding ki Monica what would you want like if you were him what would you go for like who steals a greeting card
seriously
but he did
yeah.
so that tells you about the person right
yeah
so that's how Oilaki happened
This podcast is brought to you by Match My Talent.
What's the latest?
So it's very interesting because one of my latest works, which one could see, which is on Netflix, Trial by Fire, is also set in Delhi. So
you're like a true Delhi girl. दिल्ली की स्टोरी बताऊंगी अच्छे से
मैं बॉम्बे की भी की है मैंने बट नो आई मीन है वो दिल्ली की ट्रायल बाय फायर व्हिच इज ऑन द उपहार केस
या
व्हेन बॉर्डर प्लेड एंड देयर वाज फायर एंड ऑल इट्स ओनली पीपल प्रोटेस्ट अवे सो वो भी अपने आप में अनदर ऑफ माय प्रोजेक्ट्स व्हिच सैडली आई वांटेड द प्रोडक्शन डिजाइन टू बी स्पोकन ऑफ और यू नो द कॉस्ट्यूम प्रोडक्शन डिजाइन हेयर एंड मेकअप in every department I think the crew like excelled the way the actors were aged you know the way hair and makeup and the way they were made to put on weight by the costume people
all it was all that. By the costume people
oh yeah you should talk to her sometime that and then creating so the entire upahar set was built in Bombay the supreme court interiors were built in Bombay the trial court exteriors were built in Bombay like hardcore build
that I actually thought would have been shot here real time
it was the reference we took the director and showed him everything and then he was like nahi mujhe chahiye and there was no way
and it was built there
yeah we built it all there wo that set is also usme ek kahani hai because wo set bana and on the eve of the shoot excel ka set bagal mein ban raha tha and it came and fell on our set nearly killing our dop the set
the entire set fell down
yeah the set fell on our set so that was so overnight we had to repair the set and make it ready for shoot in the morning So that was built, the house, which is like shown to be a DDA house, that was done in Bombay, the interior of the house. So we literally created Delhi.
Why didn't you shoot here?
Because it's too long a schedule and to keep the crew on such a long outdoors, especially when you're shooting indoors.
Yeah.
But then again, having said that, it was very challenging to get the DDA kind of indoors
That's
in Bombay.
What I mean.
So we didn't actually. So we just found a bungalow and we built walls, changed the woodwork, changed the windows, doors, changed the ceiling. You know, like all of that kind of, because you also need an elaborate production base. It was a 20-day schedule in the house itself.
You have to be there.
20, almost 15 days or something. And in the house, we were doing a time lapse of 20 years. So, wo kaafi kaam tha usme.
It had to age like that.
Yeah. And also go through that thing from a happy family to the void in their lives to the fact
Tragedy.
That legals have totally taken over and their life. Their entire journey had to be created
had
in that
be
house. Much. So production, it was production design was very heavy. I mean, to build Upahar, to have fire and smoke and have those fire brigade vehicles and, you know.
And it all comes from your memory of how Delhi was at that time and then you draw it out.
So it started with the first, like definitely you know digging deep into jab hum college jaate the kaisa lagta tha kaisi buses chalti thi us time dividers ka kya rang tha grilling hoti thi sadkon pe traffic lights kaise hote the aise street lights to nahi hote the us time so it's like you start at that level ki where was I in that time period so of course I've also done a period of Rani Lakshmi Bai ki I was never there in that period but then you know then you do a different kind of researching but so it started
this is where you were this you lived this time
and also see I live 1 kilometer from Upahar.
Yeah.
When Upahar was on fire, I was painting on my rooftop studio I had, and for 2.5 hours I saw the smoke coming out. I did not know that literally 18, 19 years down the line, I'll be recreating it to that extent. I have never seen a film in Upahar. The first time I walked into Upahar was to do my research for Trial by Fire. And it was very freaky. I walked in and I found Campa Cola ki botal padi hui hai. Us time ke ticket ke pure stacks rakhe hue the. The guy, the popcorn vendors, popcorn ke wo packets, the whole stack of it. Somebody's chashma. It was like recreating Titanic, you know. I had that kind of a feeling. The first time I walked into Upahar was for that. And that was like me and a colleague of mine and one of the shopkeepers from Upahar, from Yusuf Sarai, who had actually gone in to rescue people.
He physically went.
So we should not have entered because it's under, that time it was still under, the case was going on and all of that. But all the doors are open and people are in and out all the time. So hum bhi chale gaye. And then we walked the entire premises. It was spooky. It was like not a pleasant feeling. So that was the first images went out from there. Then a lot came from Neelam Krishnamurti's book, The Trial by Fire. Trial by Fire. Then we went into archival footage of, you know, because Upahar had been reopened. It was a grand launch. So what it was then, talking to all the people in Yusuf Sarai, because that time this was the only hall they used to go there.
Yeah.
So kaisa tha? Matlab, when they opened it, how was it? Badi lights lagi thi, bada aisa achha wow lagta tha. Like they would give you abstract things like that. You know, bada wow lagta tha. So then you walk there and then you actually clean the dust off the floor to understand, oh, okay, so they did tiling. That must have been pretty new for those days. You know, tab to mosaic chalta tha. On the service staircase, they actually have mosaic abhi bhi. So, wo sab karke, and then matching Upahar interiors to where we shot the interiors in Bombay. So, wo sab, matlab, it was quite a mammoth, you know, stitching together that happened. And heavy storyboarding happened. I remember Prashant, you know, he was like another... Prashant, like, I remember one of my biggest takeaways working with him is I used to keep going to him for clearance. Oh, Prashant, do you think this works? Prashant, do you think that works? And so one day he said, listen, Monica, this is your job and you know how to do it. So just go do it. Puts me in a very nice spot because I hear him say this in a couple of his interviews also that, you know, I was very comfortable because Monica and Himani were on the project for art and costume because they both have deep roots in Delhi. So I could just lean on them. We showed Ames and Safdarjung in that, which was also shot in Bombay. So how to make it look, how to find architecture.
It was all fabricated?
No. We found, out of extensive searching, we found two locations in Bombay, which because this was also during COVID times, right? That was another challenge to find a hospital to shoot in and all that. So it was a very challenging project.
That's what I wonder. People don't even notice this kind of a work.
See, if they do notice it, what happens is they... what will happen? In effect, they'll get more joy out of what they're seeing. And so many others who might be looking at like what is production design can get hooked onto it as a thing they want to do. Exactly. In life.
This podcast is brought to you by Match My Talent.
Where do I draw on the information on what that world should be? It's from experiences in life. And those experiences in life which I need for this profession have also come to me through this profession. So yeah, I've had amazing filmy moments in that sense. Like
what?
Memories which are...
Which ones?
Which will die only when I die. Like that.
So let's capture them. Let's hear them.
So we were shooting this a short film in a place called Kayamganj, which is close to Aligarh. It's actually quite a prominent town, but for some reason it's very backward and all.
Yeah.
So there were no hotels there.
Okay.
So the local production people, so the director said ki aap wahin unke saath reh lijiyega. And pata nahi main bhi aise kisi kis sense of security ke saath theek hai chalo reh lenge. So I went and then you know, and the entire set was in a kabristan. So I would be sitting there the whole day in the kabristan. We had to make a little
real kabristan.
Ha, real kabristan. The 300 year old kabristan. So it has like some kabris which have like proper chhatris and you know wo mihrab and all that kind of stuff. So very beautiful, and some were fresh. Like in fact, I remember the day we arrived there, one of the kabris were freshly, you know, matlab wahan dafnaya tha kisi ko, and there were fresh flowers on it and all that. And then later when we went to the local production person's house, to pata chala that Friday his sister had passed away and that was her grave. And this local production's mother, she just like saw me and she says, "Arey, ye to bilkul hamari beti jaisi hai." And she was talking about the daughter who had just passed away. The mother talking about the daughter like that sees that I somehow remind me. And then I was living in that house, and then I thought I shouldn't impose on them ki dopahar ko to I should eat somewhere. Wahan kahan koi somewhere?
Kuch hai nahi aaspaas.
Kuch to hoga highway pe. Like you feel bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So then she's telling me dopahar ko aa jana. So I'm like, nahi main kha lungi bahar. Arey kahan hotel mein khana khane jaoge? Tum yahi aa jana. I said, yaar ye to matlab kya theek hai. To ab thi bhi nahi koi jagah, maine to aise bol di thi. So I used to eat there, I was living there and I was in the kabristan. So I remember when the director came, he said ki ek baat bataiye, aap akeli ladki ha yahan kabristan mein kaun si chakki ka aata khaya hai aapne, aapko jin win pakad lete to I said ye hai na aap log sab itne bade bade jin aur kaun pakdega, you have put me in this situation, so I am making the most of it. This lady, I started calling her ammi. Okay, amazing hospitality, like I was eating there, living there, everything. Then while coming away, so I thought maybe kuch bol do, matlab you know, urban hypocrisy and all.
Yeah.
So I said, aap kabhi Delhi Bombay aayengi to aap zarur hame, matlab mujhe zarur batayega. So she said, acha main kyon aaungi? I said, nahi kabhi aayi to. Are kya rakha hai un shehron mein? These were her words and I will not forget. Kya rakha hai un shehron mein? Wahan to log ऊंची ऊंची मंजिलों में रहते हैं और पैर किसी के जमीन पे टिके नहीं है, और रोशनियां ही रोशनियां हैं और चिराग कहीं जलते नहीं है. I was like यार ये मैं कहां, हाउ वुड आई हैव नोन ऑफ दिस लेडी, हाउ वुड आई हैव मेट हर, हाउ वुड आई हैव गॉट दिस क्लोज टू हर, एंड हाउ वुड आई हैव यू नो गॉट दिस.
एंड शी हैज नेवर ट्रैवल्ड टू द बिगर सिटी.
ट्रैवल्ड अपेरेंटली शी वाजंट वेरी लिटरेट आइदर. And वो घरों में ही, घर में ही रहती थी, शादी ब्याह
तो वो निकली नहीं, और उनको एक एहसास है कि मतलब बड़े शहरों में क्या होता है,
what the landscape is like, but what the people are like.
That's what, like पूरा समझ आ रहा
है. Everything, पूरा दिल्ली बॉम्बे निचोड़ के उन्होंने रख दिया मेरे सामने.
से कहते हैं तजुर्बा.
Now you tell me, will I not observe? Will I not remember? Will I not keep it in my system to reinterpret when somebody says, you know, so-and-so character has a mother who comes from the small town, but she's living here, but her take on life is, then I'll be like, dot, 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 let me fill it up.
But the people that you work with, especially the director, is of course the most important relationship to begin with. You choose them, they choose you.
The way the process works is usually they reach out to me because somewhere they've seen the work and they want to work. But I have been very lucky in the kind of directors I've worked with. Starting from Dibakar to Amit to Prashant to Shuman Ghosh and several others in between. I think I've been very, very lucky with, the whole bunch of them. And for me, it's really important to work with a director matlab in whose presence you feel like a richer person. You know, it's very enriching. Like Shuman Ghosh, we did a film which hasn't seen light of day, but it's a beautiful film called Aadhaar.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first film with him, and then I went on to do Scavenger of Dreams, which had its world premiere in Busan recently. And the relationship we share is, at the end and of every project, it's like, listen, I'm giving you a reading list, so you better read all these books, okay? Then when you meet him next, he'll say, "Hey, Porechish, did you read it?" And then he'll tell everybody else, you know, these people never read anything I tell them to. This one, at least she asks for a list. If you want to have this kind of a very give-take, collaborative relationship with the director, it's very important to get into, you know, the same, at least slightly similar intellectual space, so you all know you're speaking the same language. And I treasure those things, because for me it's really important to come away from a film feeling
richer. How do you get to that space once that person is a stranger? Now let's say Shimon is known to you, Dipankar is known to you, first time they were new to you. And there will be many more directors who will be like the first time you'll work with them. What's your process of getting to know this person?
I really don't know. I've never, that part has never been labeled by me as a process. It's like I meet somebody and I'm like, it'll be nice to work with him. And it's like, acha, dekhte hain film, matlab, let's figure it out. Like, you know, it's like those kind of things.
So during the conversations, do you ask many questions or you don't ask?
Yes,
you listen.
You ask both. I mean, in the case of Dipankar, I probably didn't have to because he had it all sorted in his head. And
he just downloaded it.
Yeah. In the case of Amit, he had it all sorted in his head. He told me a lot and then I had doubts and I had to keep going back to him with a lot of questions and he had answers for all of them. Rarely have I ever come across a director who says, haan yaar, ye to dekhna, soch ke batata hun. Wo kabhi hua nahi hai. Even in the case of Prashant, now I did something called Tryst with Destiny with him, which was three stories rolled into one, and then I did Trial, which was 7 to 8 episodes. So Prashant actually said, yeah, I feel like I've done 11 films with you. Like, we've been through this whole journey so much. And it's like you bond at basic human level. I think that is the reason why my films have all had a very... there's some common this thing between all... You know, the choice of all the films. Because probably I tend to get drawn
such towards
scripts such and directors
people.
And such sensibilities.
I was also thinking that there is a seen unseen familiarity in the kind work and the patterns.
Like with Shubham Ghosh, we did Aadhaar. And then Scavenger of Dreams, I am so proud of him to have... He completely self-financed the film. It was his own story. And he does that. He does films because he feels this story needs to be told. It's not like, oh, this
Brilliant.
Is a good business venture and isse bahut mere ko fayda hoga. It's like, wo apna jo bhi
growth of storytelling to
wahi hai. Story needs to be told, to maine to banana hai. And that's how he did it. And literally, whenever I go back to the crew of, Scavenger of Dreams, the beginnings of which happened in Aadhaar, it's like I'm going back to a family. We know each other so well. We just come together. Shumanda will make a group and put us in it, and we'll all do the stuff. And with Prashant also, there's that sense of comfort. With Dipankar, I haven't worked in a very long time, and between me of Oilaki and me of now, also I think I've also kind of evolved as a person. I've not been in touch with him. I'm sure he's evolved as a person, so I can't draw the same things for him. But it has to be a joyous journey. If it's not a joyous journey, you cannot sustain the way it is.
And do you have that bond with your team?
From my first film till the last project which I've done, I have certain members in my team who have been there on each project.
That's like 20 years, 15 years?
Yeah.
So yeah?
Every, like, they are there.
But
life
20
happens.
Years is a marriage. It's like a full marriage. That's too big.
Ab to, now I don't even look at portfolios. I'm like, dukh sukh ke saath hi banoge to bolo, because bahut dukh sukh hota hai.
Working with people outside of a country, is it something that's only there in the way we live, or does it even reflect on the kind of work they do and we do?
Pretty early in my career, I did a lot of films which were international productions, right? From Shadows of Time, Born Supremacy, Passage to India. Professionally, working with them is very different from working in the industry. And one of my biggest struggles has been to transition from that international system of working to the Bollywood style of work.
Right.
So when I went independent, I really had no one to look up to ki bhai karte kaise hain, like how do these norms work? You know, I was doing it, like I was saying, weekly payment. And they were like, what? Per diems? Like,
payment?
What are you talking about?
Payment?
Saturday, 5 days a week? hours in the day. Like, I was like, okay, sorry. For me, it was always like, you know, Saturday, half day, kaam karenge, Sunday off hoga, nahi hoga. Because it's very different. Like, when you're working with the international crew, if you're working on a Sunday, the producer will not hear of it. Because if you're working, he has to pay you overtime, right, which is more than your daily wages.
Right.
But trust me, the work happens. Waha bhi ho jata, yahan bhi ho jata. It's not the work is suffering. And
right. So technically, if they work less number of hours compared to us, who say chalta hai, jane do, right? So when the number of hours are technically lesser, you know, so the people are working lesser, but they do get it so right. What is so different in their way of working that they get it right, even with lesser number of hours? And we sometimes miss it.
See, the thing is, the systems are very different here and there. For instance, if a producer were to come to me from anywhere, not Indian, like, and I'm saying Indian subcontinent.
Okay? Sure.
And they come to me for a budget. They would be like, so, hey, Monica, you've read the script and this is how much money I have. What do you think we can do in this? So I'd say, look, listen, in this money, I can do this much for you. I can push for that much. But beyond this, I will not promise you anything. If it happens, because I know what's your wish list, I will respect it and bear it in mind, but I'm not promising you anything. But in this much money, this is what I can guarantee you. It's like, hey, but that's not working. Okay, wait, listen, I come back to you. And then he'll go. In India...
and they'll come back.
Yeah, so I'm coming to that. So in India, it'll be like, yeah, but this budget is not working. Like, it's something which I keep saying that, you know, the openings and the closings when you're talking to, when you're talking budgets in the Indian scenario are always the same. It's always starts like, oh my God, we really need, like, this film is production, it's all about production design. So we like really need, like, we need you. Okay. And matlab ye karna hai. To kaise bhi karna hai.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh wow, achha chalo, sahi hai. So then this journey begins over there. And then I have actually negotiated on budgets for like a year of negotiation on budget. That has also happened. So in the course of the year, it goes from, well, it's really production design heavy, but ye wale scenes mein, matlab, isme kya hai? Like, kyun aise?
Karne kya isme?
Isme kya hai? Matlab, you know, then it boils down to, look, yeah, look, I understand where you're coming from. Like, theek hai. But my problem is that I wasn't on the project when this budget was made. Na, I'm working on an inherited budget. So you have to help me out on this. Bata kaise karna hai? And I'm like, matlab magic wand, kaise karna hai? You know, fairy dust.
And what? How does that? So how does I'm that like, changes because you are new to it? The requirement is the same.
Because if I had designed this budget, aisa hota hi nahi yaar. But ab to aisa hi hai. Isme kaise karna hai? So I'm like, no, main kya bolu? Matlab, main, what can I promise you? So yaar, ek baat hai, but you know, ek team ka thoda kam kar sakte hai, but. मतलब क्या यू स्ट्रेट अवे हिटिंग योर फर्स्ट प्लेस ऑफ हिटिंग
का कम कर सकते
सैलरीज यू स्ट्रेट अवे हिटिंग एट पीपल सैलरीज
पैसे कम
ये होता है ये हमेशा ही मतलब मैंने जितने प्रोजेक्ट्स में काम किया है अब मैं बोल सकती हूँ बिकॉज माय लास्ट कपल ऑफ एक्सपीरियंसेस हैव एक्चुअली बीन गुड बट आई वुड से 85% ऑफ द टाइम्स इट्स लाइक टीम का थोड़ा सा देख लेना यार
मतलब हटा दो कि कम पैसे दो
कम पैसे दो या फिर लोग कम कर दो या फिर वो लोग ले आओ जो सस्ते में कर देंगे नहीं हम थोड़ी बोल रहे हैं कि उसको कम पैसे दो हम बोल रहे हैं कि ऐसा आदमी लेके आओ जो कम पैसों में ही करता हो सो यू नो सो वो होता है नाउ एट द सेम टाइम नाउ दिस अदर प्रोड्यूसर जो बाहर से आया है ही इज ही टोल्ड मी आई गेट बैक टू यू वो वापस आता है एंड ही सेज सो हे मोनिका आई फिगर्ड इट आउट लाइक दीज थ्री थिंग्स आई मीन आई सैट अप ऑल नाइट एंड आई दीज थ्री थिंग्स आर टेकिंग दिस मच स्क्रीन टाइम एंड दिस मच ऑफ माई बजट I don't think that's balancing out. So I'm going to talk to them to lose these three things. And I'm going to, like, this other thing, we'll, let's change our approach on it. Let's think design. Let's come up with a creative solution. Do you think we can still make it work? So you see the difference in the approach.
This podcast is brought to you by Match My Talent.
I know you stand at a place where you do call your shots and you do speak your mind. And so that's great. That's amazing. But considering that the industry is so disproportionate of what one sees as a priority at times, where do you put your foot down and where you don't? What is your relationship with, let's say, the funds, the financing, the money in the industry?
And to take from the title of your show, I'm like flirting with Excel all the time. Yeah, I should be married to like some design softwares, but wo extramarital mera Excel ke saath hi chalta hai. You know, somebody had told me long time back ki zindagi mein aisa kaam karo jisme ya to naam ho ya paisa ho. To bhai, if you're giving me a good script, if you're giving me something to look back upon in life where I'll feel
happy,
you know, happy and proud, I can like put the money on second, third or fourth, or even like something like a scavenger of dreams where money was never spoken about. He called me, I went, we did it. It was amazing. Like I literally had the best afternoons of my life on a dump yard with all the garbage collectors.
Garbage collectors.
Because it's such an insight into their lives. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you do see the film, as and when you see it, the film actually says ki raja pani peeta hai to wo bhi kahani ban jati hai aur hum kuch bhi kare to it's never story worthy. Chini wo khaye aur chini ka bag hum phenke. You know, it's like that kind of a thing. So when these kind of stories call out to you, then you don't think commerce at all. But then when you feel that a film is being made as a business venture, then hell, why wouldn't I want, you know, to be doing business with you? You know, I give you the set, it looks correct, everything is seamless, it goes with the narrative, the actors are comfortable, I have equipped you for retakes, I have equipped you for, you know, stunts and duplicates of everything. Everything is smooth. You will completely forget I exist.
Mm.
And the day the set is not ready in time, the number of phone calls that I would get, I mean, that day hasn't come, but the number of phone calls I would get, that's when I'm like, oh, wow, I'm being missed. House of Kareena's was built on a helipad.
On a helipad.
The whole house was built. It was a double-storied house standing for 1 month with a crew of 200 people and a jib and a dolly. And it was built on a helipad with
a temporary.
Yeah, with the entire landscaping and the garden and everything was done. We laid the road. Everything was done by us. Newton, we didn't just walk into a forest and find that whole thing. I mean, we built it. There was a whole lot of archival information. Amit had his own vision and it was built. It was not a burnt house. It was built to look like a burnt house. It rained down on that set so many times, but it still continued to look burnt.
Wow.
Because it was prepared for all that. It was not a structure that was already there or a structure that was there and we burnt it to look like burnt. It was made to look like that.
Wow.
You know, trial by fire, Upahar was, I told you, all of that was made. Like,
amazing.
You know.
Huge work, for sure. Walking into something and then, you know, fitting in is one part of it. And that's great as well. I mean, we do that in documentaries and that's the way it is. You like, but this, I mean, building a building on a helipad for it to last for 200 people, which normally also a house doesn't go through.
And you know, strange things happened when we built that house. Nobody had gone to that height to which the house went. And when you went to the top floor of the house, people had never seen what
that was
seen.
Height.
Yeah, so you could see Pavai Lake on one side and the sea on the other side. Jo kabhi dikhai nahi tha kisi ko usse pehle. Then suddenly the shots were decided ki okay, sunset aise, sunrise aise ho raha hai, to ye hoga. And there is a little sequence with Salman and Kareena shot on the terrace where they go down the ladder and then they go up the ladder. And you know, that whole thing. So a large part of the film was shot in Patiala. You know, where the sequences with Deepak Panjoli and all of that and Kareena ka maternal home jo tha, all that was shot in Patiala.
Hmm.
And the thought of... So we wanted to find a house like this also in Patiala, but because the schedule in that house was very long, so taking cast like Kareena and Salman and all outdoor with their entire paraphernalia was, and of course then the rest of the crew, was proving to be quite expensive. Mm. Also, nobody was willing to give us a location for a whole month in that mint condition. And then again, most of that Sejal shot with natural light.
Mm.
So that house, and especially Kareena's room, had glass on two sides. So giving him scope to shoot through the day with natural light.
Hmm.
And then again, there were all the camera movements. So, you know, the house was made to accommodate the entire camera movement and the choreography that had been designed. Because there are these shots where she's calling from upstairs and he's taking the call Nietzsche and they don't know that, you know, they're calling each other and all of that stuff. So with all of that in mind, we looked for many houses. We looked for quite a bit and then finally we decided ki Bombay mein ये सेट बना लेते हैं एंड दिस इज हाउ इट शुड बी दिस दीज आर द रिक्वायरमेंट्स सो वी डिड ऑल द ग्राउंड प्लान्स देन वी डिड अ स्केल डाउन मॉडल एंड ऑन द मॉडल ऑल द शॉर्ट ब्रेकडाउन्स हैपेंड एंड व्हेन वी फिगर्ड की ओके इट कैन अकोमोडेट ऑल द कैमरा मूवमेंट्स एंड एवरीथिंग दैट इज व्हेन इट वेंट इनटू कंस्ट्रक्शन and then when construction happens then other little nooks and corners always come up jo model mein utna nahi like there was a fire pit and there was a practical gym which Salman actually used every day on set because he used to gym
in there. That same place
in the same place so all that was there I mean and I remember Salman actually saying ki ye ghar Panvel mein kyon nahi banaya so why didn't you make it on my farmhouse Why, how would we make it on the farmhouse? So, ye to film city we are shooting here. अच्छा ठीक है इसको डिसमेंटल करके वहां
पे भेज देना या दैट्स व्हाट आई वाज थिंकिंग ही वुड से ये दिस
रादर एवरी प्रॉप ऑफ द हाउस एवरी बिट ऑफ फर्नीचर ही टुक
या
एंड टिल 2-3 इयर्स बैक इट वाज स्टिल विद हिम बिकॉज समबडी वन ऑफ माय बॉयज इज फ्रेंड्स विद वन ऑफ हिज हाउस हेल्प और समथिंग लाइक दैट एंड दे सेड वो मैडम का बनाया हुआ चेयर और ये वो सब कुछ अभी भी है सो इट्स स्टिल ऑल देयर तो And it was more beautiful than what we expected, especially when you go up to the terrace and you get those views. So Salman himself used to enjoy being on that set a lot. So that happened. Then trial again, we had to build because you cannot enter Supreme Court and film there. You can't go in there with, you know, actors like Abhay who are now well-known faces and stuff and shoot in trial court and all of that. Of course, Upahar, you cannot at all shoot, and Upahar does not look now like mint condition the way it was when the hall reopened. We did another, there was a show called Roshni Ek Ummeed, which was on, I forget, and TV, one of the Star TV channels.
Uh-huh.
And for that, we had actually built a double storied multi speciality hospital and a family home. You know, pura matlab it was a huge set. Wo itna bada set tha ki uske so and the fun thing is that on that set, the set was so big, the covered area that they wanted to shoot through the Bombay monsoon. So we had to waterproof the entire set. So when the waterproofing used to happen, it matlab wo niche se pata bhi nahi chalta tha. I had to send up drones to see ki haan kahan kahan.
इतना ऊंचा है ऑब्वियसली दिखे गई नहीं कि व्हाट टू एक्सपेक्ट आउट ऑफ दैट
बिल्कुल
गॉड
एंड अनदर टाइम आई रिमेंबर वी डिड दिस फिल्म कॉल्ड वॉर छोड़ना यार व्हिच इज अ स्पूफ ऑन इंडो पाक बॉर्डर रिलेशंस ऑन द बॉर्डर
ओके
सो अगेन सेजल शॉट इट एंड वो 6 किलोमीटर दूर से सेट दिखता था हमारा सो वी बिल्ट द एंटायर एलओसी एंड द
कहां पे बनाया था सेट
दिस वाज इन बीकानेर
राजस्थान
हाँ तो विद ऑल द सैंड ड्यून्स एंड इट वाज सो चैलेंजिंग बिकॉज वी वुड डिग द बंकर्स एंड एवरीथिंग एट नाइट एंड सुबह वापस जाते थे तो वो बंकर कहीं का कहीं हो गया टेंट उड़ गए बिकॉज देयर वर लाइक सैंड स्टॉर्म्स एवरी नाइट सो इट वाज वेरी चैलेंजिंग एंड आई हैड टू एक्चुअली कॉल अप माय डैड एंड आस्क हिम कि हाउ वर यू आर पुटिंग अप टेंट्स व्हिच वुड नेवर फ्लाई इन द सैंड ड्यून्स एंड तो पता चला दैट दीज टेंट्स कम इन टू लेयर्स एंड द विंड इज सपोज टू पास थ्रू दैट So what we were doing is because of budget, we were using these two layers as two separate tents. Mm. So they would like become like balloons and fly away. So, you know, and then, so I was remembering my childhood so much because I was digging bunkers and I was putting sandbags and I'm like, ye sab to bachpan mein yahan picnic karne aate the. So that, and then again, it was very interesting because Sejal and I again used to have these whole discussions about Sejal would be like, so, you know, we need a light. We should have this light here on this tent. And I was like, Sejal, this is the border. We can't have any lights. And he was like, how can we not shoot with lights? I'm like, no, we'll shoot with lights, but we can't, you know, commit to practical lights like that. And it was so nice just having these great brainstorming and exchanging of ideas. You should watch the film to know.
This podcast is brought to you by Match My Talent.
This one, Warchone, was particularly tough because the entire LOC we built was like some 2 kilometers length of, you know, that fencing and everything. And it was so hot and every day the set would fly away. It was very funny. But you learn so much. And then you respect the army people for what they're doing.
For what they do day in and out.
I remember, and then... actually my father came on set and he helped with some, you know, ki aise mein weapon aise pakadte hain aur ulti banduk aise pakadte hain and all that kind of stuff. And I remember Sejal telling him ki I don't know how you people even survive in your uniforms. Yeah. It's so hot and you all are wearing those boots and
all the time.
Matlab,
and this is the filming that's like really you're guarding, you're protecting yourself, the
country. We to run into our vanities for a bit and you know, ask what lag rahi hai, set ready hai, main set pe nahi jaungi, all that drama happens, but you know, those people can't
that's
do it.
Real so life for them.
It's real life for them. So it's like, yeah, those are the
you
perks
start to
of the
appreciate
job
every bit of that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So with each story, you know, you get to live that life, which actually
absolutely
you're not really
absolutely
living.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. So, Monica, I really wonder what you're going to be up to in the next year coming.
I do too.
But I have a request. They please document your work.
Yes, ma'am. I think tenacity, hard work, dedication, discipline, and not just for production design. Yeah, this
everything,
goes for everything.
Yeah.
But production design is tough for anyone who might be interested in it. It's a tough one.
Why should anybody give it a shot? It's tough and all the TK border.
It's such a lovely journey. You get to live all your fantasies. You get to live all your fantasies. I mean, I can do anything. I can be a colonial British lady. I can be a Bengali aristocrat. I can be a doctor. I can be anything I want.
Just get into any world.
Yeah. And everybody has those shades in their characters, right?
And interpret it your way. Like,
yeah.
It's open to that.
While exploring those external spaces and creating them, you're actually exploring within you.
Yeah.